Thank you. I Okay. basically the micro city event. And this is the land use, this TV is in the one from this update. So this is a land use plan.
Provide is one in February, 5.5% was 3.7%. We've not benefit changes. What that means is the current plan that we have today, we stay with it, work to renew, it would be a 38.7% increase over what we're paying this year. As you can already know, we're recommending an ultimate renewal with some strategic benefit changes, and we'll go into detail on those. If we were to do that, we would be looking at a 19.5% renewal rate. The biggest reason for that 38.7 and 19.5 is unfortunately as a result of our claims loss ratio. Basically, what that means is that in the first 5 months of our fiscal year, in July 1 through November 30th, our claims loss ratio was 127%. We pay you to add money in premiums, certain amount of money, and we have 27% more in claims cost in those 5 months. And again, that's the detail behind the claims. We'd like to talk about that further. Because of the whole claims that were paid out on Medicare and PEMA, that were in excess of the premium that we paid into that organization. For our renewal this year, we're recommending that we maintain the 100% out contribution for the employees only or the co-pays, and maintain the 33.7% our contribution for the dependents on the attorneys. The limitations on the top third of this chart shows you what the costs associated with a 38.7% renewal, 33.7% our contribution. Again, this is the first one we're taking to the same program that we had this year. First, and in essence, we're looking at roughly $664,000 in increase to make that recur. The recommendation that we're making is the 19.5% renewal at the 33.7% time contribution, and we're looking at just under a $320,000 increase if we were to go that route. Any questions on this slide for myself or for Michael before I go to the next budget application slide? This one here shows what the expectations might be going on. At a 19.5% renewal, 33.7% down contribution, staff members. So as you can see on the second panel to my left, these are the monthly costs to employees currently, broken down by the type of coverage that is available. The next column over is what those costs would be if we were to go forward with the 19.5% renewal recommendation. And then the next column is broken down in terms of the monthly increase to the staff members, as well as the annual increase to the staff members as well. So you can see there's certainly a cost and implication to the staff members with this renewal. Take a few minutes now and just talk a little bit some of the details with regards to the strategic changes that we're recommending. Mr. Feinberg and we'll have some details in terms of breaking this out, looking at it by a benefit by benefit basis. But in essence, the way that we were able to get from that 38.7 to 18.5 is to have a concept called an accountable care organization. This is something that came about as a result of the Affordable Care Act, and it's basically a network within the network. And I don't know to find exactly what that looks like. But if we were to go forward with this recommendation, in essence, currently we have either home network or hybrid network. Under this proposal, we would have ACN network, which is a most narrower defined network. We have the broad network, which is basically our main network, and then the hybrid network. So we're going from two different in network, out network, to three different options with regards to that. Obviously, the ACO network is where it lets the leaders can be realized, and that's how we're able to get from 38.7 to 19.5. Within the ACO network, under this new concept, there are proposed changes to our current plan. Within the POS for the broader network and on network, with two significant benefit reductions and increased operating costs. And this is there, and it will detail those out for you. Approximately, based on the grades data that we were able to get to on July 1st, the present, half of the claims that are currently being processed by for our staff members' coverage is within the ACO network. Obviously, some hybrid claims would be outside of the network. So there might be, again, some different costs associated with not going to doctors within the ACM network. But those are the choices that our staff members would be able to make. They can move into the ACO network and choose a doctor within that narrowly, more narrowly defined network of doctors. It's a small network of doctors, hospitals, and providers created from that original broad network. Deep discounts to services as a result of the lower insurance premiums. That's the reason why we're able to get the lower renewal on the ACO. There are financial incentives for the doctors and the hospitals to increase their efficiency and to improve outcomes. And thirdly, leveraging technology to coordinate the care and reduce duplication. So again, as I mentioned earlier, the ACO concept came about as a result of the Affordable Care Act.
Necessary for us to do a certain test for the
I'm going to ask you to I also because of the benefits and you received to read the next two columns of what those benefits cost relative to 108.7% renewal, and then the last three columns are the student network, the smaller network, and then about the
to provide more discount, and sort of put it into their expected
least every year to more patients as a result of these discounts. And in particular about now, we have to have a close standard on the order of difference between these quality member benefits and the PCA member benefits. And that's where you see what you see on the page where there's a difference in benefits. There has to be a house you can't offer the ACA. And then the ACA benefit is continuing to only have exactly what we have currently. So in some of the choice, they might be likely already using the ACA benefit, or they could choose to switch back to the hospital to the ACA benefit. And there's a lot of public cost of labor with the current benefits in place. That's the other freedom. And then that was found to take them compared to some of those employers. These employers much more freedom to switch in between these two networks and that system. They can previously on the ACL endorsement and sit down on another community, for example, which is an analog for the deductible and policy take through the deductible. And I use the broad network property that is missing from some of the other providers when the company has had to sell that. So that makes it quite a different choice, but in that network is awesome. So we are getting paid for the deductible and one of the members applies for the deductible and then it's quite awesome. So that's the reason why we need to realize this is the impact that this company is having on its business and what is the impact. They can use the prime number with the benefits that are reduced from the plan plus the premium. They can use the narrative of the ACO network to map those benefits that they have on the account passenger. And they can choose the procedure rate that exceeds them beyond the current dominant what network they have to use. That requires the same for the options. That one function is going to be available to anybody. But the two options, not planning based on the brain network, work very well to provide that flexibility and the easier to understand. Yes?
So, if I'm understanding correctly, if I'm an employee, for an application, I go to the ACO network, everything is a different thing than the way it is.
Yes, and the other thing that happens when they have a network is the same to most of the houses that are in the same network, but still in the broader network. system, and then to the national system where the
directions
are in the direction of our Muslim houses are Duke and Whitman. I'm going to that record in June. The pipeline system price has been dispatched. These engines are supposed to be used for the
we're getting the network available
home network is there. And the first building we have broad network is that whoever I was using on the option to come back has to do a narrow network. And of course, they can easily remove the security networks if they want to report. So yes, the care is there, the facility is there, the physical security is there, but it's for the
doctor is in the doctor network, and they seem
consequences from a false perspective. And I've talked with Paul about this. We haven't spent a lot of time developing it yet, but we've got an opening one that needs that will happen now. We'll speak to that in a moment with the rest of the timeline. And we're going to spend a lot of time in those opening enrollment meetings emphasizing this particular change, if that's what we move forward to.
Cases and I will not prevent you from being able to keep my details for possibly six cases. These are
Thank you.
probably better than not doing it for this year,
and general, we have a
I'm
I have some of the information from
which was below of 18 a day. But if we're looking at in May, the estimated way in May, this was to see all of the current services that are offered at the Lawrence School and all of the resources that people have that actually show us what they can do to have a similar for the way to go. So I don't want to do the writing here.
Thank you.